This is St. Louis Public Radio. Schools around the nation and in our region are celebrating the accomplishments of African Americans during Black History Month. As children begin to learn about the many contributions of Black people, some feel that it's not only the educator's responsibility to teach Black history, but also parents and the community. Webster University adjunct professor Jamika Falconer and St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson started the conversation by discussing how to teach old history lessons in a new way.
A comprehensive approach to teaching Black history would be an approach that really encompasses all things that are Black. So not just the major players like Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. But I think the only way you can have a really complex understanding of the role of African Americans in this country is to look at Black people all across the span of every area. So that's the arts, that's sports. It's really everything, education, politics. You have to look at all the pieces and not just focus on one era.
Are there any other aspects that you think should be highlighted when it comes to Black History Month that we normally don't really talk about?
In my opinion, of course, being a woman, I feel like many times every year, February, we focus a lot about the men. What they leave out are a lot of the women. So women like Harriet Tubman, people like Sojourner Truth, Madam C.J. Walker. Now they talk more about some of the scientists like Katherine Johnson with the movie Hidden Figures. But before that, there was really no mention of that.
African-American history dates back centuries and spans across cultures. So regardless of what race, where would parents or educators start when talking about the many contributions of Black people?
Most of that would depend on the age group that you're speaking to. So if you're dealing with little children, you'd have to start at the basics, like, who are you? What color are you? Do you know that that's a race? Then as you go up in ages, of course, like middle schoolers, high schoolers understand a whole lot more. So you can talk about more complex theories and ideas and movements that maybe younger children wouldn't understand. But it really depends on the perspective of the person.
Okay. If you are a parent who does not identify as African American, what steps or approaches should they take when they're talking to their children about Black History Month?
I think in many of the same ways, actually. You have books. You have movies, you have music. You can go on Google or YouTube and pull up lectures of prominent Black scholars and look at some of the history that way as well.
Okay. Do you feel that it's the parents' responsibility to teach Black history?
I think the responsibility of teaching Black history should be both. It should be both parents and teachers and the community. I don't feel like the community does a really good job of it. So I don't feel like all of the responsibility should fall on teachers. And for most parents and families, I don't think, whether you're African-American or not, I don't feel like this should only be going on in February. It really has to occur all year round. And so for parents who are not African-American, your children have to see you discussing these issues. Your children have to see you interacting with Black people. They have to see you connecting with other groups of people in order for the lessons to stick.
How do you get children excited about Black History Month?
To get children excited about Black History Month, I think you would have to connect with the individual values and interests of the children. And that could be different depending on what classroom of children you're talking to. So, for instance, if you were speaking to an elementary class that was mostly boys, you would probably be safe to say you could talk about Black history in the context of sports and segregation and then refer back to people like Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, and talk about the barriers that they had to break. But it will be totally different if you were speaking to a room full of girls.
Do you feel that Black history is American history?
I feel like Black history is definitely American history. Parts of Black history is the dirty, dark side of American history that people don't want to talk about. But this country would not be anywhere where it is today without the contributions of Black people.
That was Webster University's adjunct professor Jamika Falconer speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson. To learn more about Black History Month and ways to get children excited about learning about African American history, visit stlpublicradio.org.